to elect to take a warrior's path is a most worthy endeavor. A spiritual warrior fights battles innerly. The inner self, the body self, the physical self, the mental self. These are the battlegrounds of the spiritual warrior. Everything outside of you is merely a reflection of something that must be attended to inside the self. To become a spiritual warrior, one must practice self-discipline. One must regulate one's attention, one's reactions, one's decisions. One must weigh the choices one is going to make. Consider them to be steps on the journey. Of course, some decisions must be made quickly. And a warrior will always act from his or her heart. To be a spiritual warrior is to fight the inner battles. In fighting the inner battles, one at a time, the journey becomes clearer. As one matures into the role of the spiritual warrior, one becomes available as a teacher to others. To take the warrior's path is a nonviolent path. It's a path of heart, a path of kindness, love, and compassion. And so these things must be applied to the self as one takes the inner path to healing. As one learns to be kind and loving and compassionate to the self, possibly the most difficult aspect of the warrior's journey, then one learns what it means to be kind, loving, and compassionate to others. To determine to become a warrior, is a big decision, because simply in stating that one wishes to be a spiritual warrior, one is going to invite reaction from within. And these reactions may come in uncomfortable ways. But the warrior does not back down. The warrior knows that everything is meaningful. Everything is important. Nothing is to be dismissed or doubted or feared. The warrior is a solitary journeyer. And yet the warrior does not hesitate to seek guidance and advice when necessary, when feeling stuck or unclear. the warrior realizes that he needs the world around him to show him his path or her path. The warrior's path unfolds as the warrior takes the journey. To begin such a journey is a beautiful decision. It means that if you elect to become a spiritual warrior, you will not only advance yourself, but you will advance all of humanity. You will advance all living beings. You will be part of the advancement and evolution of the planet Earth. It's a big decision. It will require all of your attention. And yet, the rewards will be tremendous for the self, for others, and for the world at large. Know that you are supported. Ask for help and you will receive it. There are beings, highly evolved, waiting to assist. But if you do not ask for help, they cannot seek you out. It's up to you. And once you ask for help, you might be surprised in the manner in which it comes, but be assured it will come. Because you are important to the evolution of the self, the planet, and the connection to these evolved beings who are waiting to connect with you. Invite them in. Okay, this is Jan Ketchell. Today is Monday. It is Monday, January 26th, 2015. And that's our channeled message for today. And I wish everyone in the Northeast good luck with this blizzard that is approaching very fast. And hopefully we will maintain our electricity and be able to post our soul bites over the next couple of days. So good luck. Stay safe.